Hello, this is Kevin Kersey of the Kevin Kersey Agency. The Kevin Kersey Insurance Agency, a member of the Farmers Insurance Group, can help with home, life, auto, or business needs. We are located at 701 North Green Street in Brownsburg, and our phone number is 317-286-3481. We can also be found on Facebook at the Kevin Kersey Agency or at our website, www.farmersagent.com/kkersey.
Indiana Family Dentistry is located at 505 North Green Street in Brownsburg. Dr. Will Hine practices general and cosmetic dentistry with services ranging from veneers and whitening to implants and complete smile restorations. Indiana Family Dentistry's phone number is 852-5999 and website is infamilydentistry.com. Indiana Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of Hendricks County and Community Radio.
This is Donald James of Impact Youth Mentoring. Impact Youth is a not-for-profit mentoring organization providing mentoring services to the children of Hendricks County. We pair mentors ages 16 and older with youth in Hendricks County. Over the past 5 years, we have been able to impact over 120 children through our mentoring and tutoring programs. Information about becoming a mentor or finding a mentor for a child can be found at impactyouthmentoring.org or via email at impactyouth1010@gmail.com.
The UPS Store Brownsburg is located at 124 East Northfield Drive in Brownsburg. Their phone number is 858-1422. The UPS Store Brownsburg can handle your printing needs, including color, large format, and business cards. They also do blueprints, mailers, and invitations. Thanks to owner Tom Reese and all the folks at the UPS Store Brownsburg for supporting community radio in Hendricks County. A podcast of Central Indiana Today is now available on SoundCloud or iTunes, made possible by Figment 2 McDonald's. Figment 2 McDonald's has locations in Avon, Brownsburg, Danville, Speedway, and 10th Street next to Ben Davis High School. Figment 2 McDonald's is a proud supporter of WYRZ 98.9 and community radio.
The Kevin Kersey Agency presents Central Indiana Today on 98.9 WYRZ. Today's program is made possible by the Kevin Kersey Agency, 701 North Green Street in Brownsburg. And now here's your host, Rob Kendall.
Welcome into another edition of Central Indiana Today here on 98.9 WYRZ. I'm Rob Kendall. Thanks for joining us. What is this, Christmas Eve, Eve? Is that what it is?
Yes.
And so we decided we were going to celebrate the holiday season, and no one gives me more holiday cheer than the cast of We Are Libertarians. Greg Lenz, Chris Spangle, fellas, how are we?
I'm doing well, Rob. How are you, buddy?
Aloha Akbar. How are you?
Are we allowed to say that on community radio?
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas. Aloha Akbar. Happy Hanukkah. It's no happy holidays.
That's
we
right.
don't say happy
We're saying
holidays
Merry Christmas
anymore.
Now.
We say Merry Christmas. We say whatever we want now.
I haven't had this much fun since I went Christmas gift shopping in Berlin.
Okay. See, that was over the line.
That's really pushing it, right? No, you guys.
I didn't say when.
You guys qualify for this show because I have to sometimes bend the rules. It's like when we had Brother Love from the WWF on the other day. Like, how do we justify having Brother Love on? And it was, well, you wrestled in Indianapolis one time, so share a memory or two.
Oh, I mean, you've had Vanessa Richardson on, and I feel like that's the, you know, minimum.
Is Vanessa talented? Tell me, let's give an honest assessment
here. She's the most talented.
Is she really good?
Oh, and
I thought she did a nice job.
From Terre Haute, especially. Yeah. There's nobody from Terre Haute that is more talented.
Because I got accused the other day, because Vanessa Richardson is the MC for the Pacers, and she's also the MC for the Indians,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's very nice. Very nice girl.
I thought she did a great job. And speaking of MC for the Indians, you guys are part of a new thing we're doing here. From time to time in the beginning, and then we're going to expand. We're going to go to an hour on the podcast. 30 minutes on air. We're going to an hour on the podcast. So after you guys are done, we'll hear from our underwriters on the podcast. And then I'm going to talk with the lovely Shay Smock, who is the former MC for the Indians.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
An attorney now, right? Law blogger?
She's a law blogger. She's in law school at IU. And today we're going to talk about, she's really into metal detectors.
Is she?
Yeah. She
a 70-year-old man.
That's her hobby.
At Jupiter,
she takes
Florida.
The metal detectors.
I've not ever seen her. I'm guessing she's beautiful.
She would be a great Mrs. Spangle.
I'm looking for a third ex-wife, so...
Who is the second?
That's to be determined.
Oh, I thought I missed one. I
was anyway, like... when we get done here today, and we'll remind you that, you can always head over to SoundCloud and iTunes and hear the extended podcast presented by McDonald's. You download the show right to your smartphone or tablet. It was actually inspired by you guys. That's why we're on SoundCloud and iTunes.
I told you a year and a half ago that you needed to have a podcast feed. It's nice that you finally listened
yes,
to me.
Yes, and we got so many listeners.
The catering at Central Indiana today is second to none.
Exquisite.
The frozen strawberry lemonade is not in season now, but in the summertime, you've got to try it.
All right, so remind everybody what you guys do, what we are libertarians.
Well, jihad. it's a political jihad on the on the political structure of Indiana and the nation. We are podcasters, writers, political commentators. From a libertarian point of view, and we're independent of even libertarians because we're told all the time how much they hate us.
Everyone hates you guys.
Everyone hates us, which means you're doing something right. Since the election of Donald Trump, I have been called a Trump lover,
alt-right,
a Clinton lover, a disgrace to the libertarians, a racist.
Pinko liberal commie.
A communist.
And you ran the Libertarian Party, right?
From 2008 to 2012, I was the executive director of the state
party. You were part of the most successful libertarian campaign ever. Rupert's governor, Andy Horning for
Absolutely,
Senate.
Absolutely, yeah. It was, as I like to refer to it, the golden age of the Libertarian Party.
Now you, of course, you're big time. You were like me. You got out of the political game, and you're now Tom Griswold's right-hand man of Bob and Tom.
That's exactly right. But they
will not give me an interview with Tom.
Well, I have asked three times, but they like me to not even associate with them, so let's not mention let's not talk about work. It is hard. Greg is more used to not being liked. I decided that I would just stop trying to be a people pleaser earlier this year, and boy, has it sucked. But it is fun.
There's an adjustment phase.
There's an adjustment
period. Yeah, because you were really into being liked.
Oh, yeah.
And you're quite candid. You went through some counseling about this.
Yeah, and women loved me. I was every girl's best friend. Now, women are fleeing from me left and right.
Now, Linz, what do you do?
So I work in mortgage banking and then marketing.
Yeah, but you contribute to Wall. You have your own thing that you do. You're the memer. You're memer in chief, right?
Yeah.
You guys live off these memes. Like, this is what you're kind of known for, right?
Yeah, that's sort of how we initially grew without having to spend any money. Was no one reads news articles.
Right.
It doesn't work.
We can sit down and we can, and we do frequently at WeAreLibertarians.com, write 600 to 900 word essays, and it'll get 300 views. We have a podcast where we'll do two hours of in-depth political and historical information on a subject, and we'll get 4,000 listens, which puts us in the top 20% of podcasts.
Right.
You share a meme, and it gets 100,000 impressions.
Right.
So it really is super effective.
Yeah, it's the easiest way. It's the new political cartoon, so that's what we really use it for and leverage it.
Oh, okay, but you guys qualify for the show. Like we said, we talked about we really have extended the boundaries to get some of these people that I wanted to have on. You know, like I said, we had a wrestler. Oh, you wrestled one time in the old Market Square Arena. You qualify.
You're really selling this to Shane over here.
Yeah. they're really strict to station management over here, as you can tell. Oh, you're on for an hour tonight. Oh, okay, thanks.
Go get those libertarian memers.
I don't know. He did censor Larry, and Larry was very upset about
Larry was very strict. But you guys are from Hendricks County.
Yeah
absolutely.
Yeah. Born and raised.
Plainfield.
Plainfield High School graduates. Yep. Yes. With some sort of local content to fulfill my obligation. And I don't know if you guys saw this the other day, but there was a study that came out or data that came out on growth. Mm. In Indiana.
Yeah.
And you know what the third fastest growing community in Indiana was?
Was it Plainfield?
It was not Plainfield.
Brownsburg, Indiana.
It was Brownsburg, Indiana.
Well, that's clearly because they had a city councilor once who foresaw growth.
Yeah.
And
it was really great. I mean, the third biggest growth in Indiana, all of Indiana.
I don't know why, because Plainfield is, with all due respect to Brownsburg and to Avon and Danville, if anybody's ever been there. Plainfield is the greatest city in Hendricks County. I love it. I would move there in a second if it were closer to work. But the west side, in totality, if you can't live in Plainfield...
So wait a second. The Plainfield drive to Fall Creek would be too much for you.
It would be too much.
Yeah.
But especially, you know, 5 in the morning when it's icy.
Right, sure.
But if you can't live in Plainfield, then Brownsburg is a nice alternative.
Thank you.
And anything is better than the east side. Right, so, guys?
Yes. Avon is... I can't even say. Like, it used to be a strip that was tolerable to drive down, and now it's just I don't know how you would get to Danville because you could never make it through Avon.
You know, when we do football games and stuff, we've got to leave very early.
It's incredible, man. Yeah. Like, rush hour is, it is 45 minutes getting from the exit on 465 to Prestwick Country Club.
And I plan to have my cabin where I'll write my manifesto and grow my beard in AMO.
You know, speaking of AMO, we've started, my company, Audio Sports Online, we started broadcasting the Cascade High School basketball games this year. We love Cascade. That's a great school.
Oh, AMO Pizza, too. Have you ever been to AMO Pizza?
I have not, Spangle, but...
I have sampled every pizza in all of Hendricks County.
That's surprising looking at you. You're very well put together.
AMO Pizza. Is AMO an actual municipality?
AMO is.
Yeah.
It's got geographical boundaries and rights and maybe even a utility or
does
two.
Does it have a wall?
It does not have a wall.
I'm not interested in living
My dad lives in Claremont. He loves it.
That's great.
Or not Claremont. What's the other one?
He doesn't know where his father lives. It's a very close relationship with
it. It's down 40. It's
Coatesville?
Coatesville.
Yeah, that's where he lives at. The Clayton Cafe. He lives in Clayton.
Close relationship with his father.
The Clayton Cafe. Have you ever been to the Clayton Cafe?
I'm not.
Oh,
it's
Rob.
Amazing how much you know about Rob. The western part of
the food
of
in
County.
The food in Clayton. If you're gonna eat somewhere, you
now here's my question, Chris. Because for years my grandparents lived in Terre Haute.
You ever been to Cartersburg, Rob?
I've been. We actually were talking about Cartersburg last night. The great thing about the Cascade games is Cascade's got that old gym,
right?
You know,
great gym
where the literally
great high school basketball gym.
It's phenomenal. But the patrons, the way they've got it set up to broadcast, will literally sit right up next to you because we're on a little perch, but the perch is just right above the patrons
mm-hmm.
sit.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have come to love us. Like, they'll go home and watch the podcast, and they'll come back and tell us where we made mistakes the night before.
Aren't those the best?
Those are
I love those listeners. Oh, man.
So they've started talking to us, and we talked about Cartersburg last
right.
night. And I did not – I've got to tell you, I've been past that Cartersburg sign – 100 times, and
you
didn't realize the historical significance of Cartersburg.
Well, I asked the population. You'll love this. I asked one of the people. I said, "Anybody have an idea what the population of Cartersburg is?" And the one lady apparently lived there at one point, and she goes, "Well, it was like 400 until my family moved out. Now there's 10."
the annual Cartersburg picnic at the picnic there is great. It's almost as good as Friendswood's picnic. Friendswood, home
by the way,
one of the best
golf courses. No, close.
Huh? It did?
Friendswood Golf Course. Oh, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
That's no more.
That's
no
where
more.
I failed to make the 7th grade golf team.
Did you try to do something athletic at some point?
Oh, Rob, I was in track and field. I played football.
Okay, time
I played baseball.
Wait,
I was the star center of the 3rd grade basketball team.
Time out. Let's introduce the guests again. The We Are Libertarians crew, Chris Spangle and Greg Lenz. We may have a breaking news here that Spangle was involved in athletics at some point.
Listen, do not let my size fool you. I am a man of larger carriage, but I am graceful. I'm like, you've seen me in the water, Greg. I'm like
nimble.
I'm like a baby seal.
Nimble.
Now, you were a golfer.
I'm pretty sure we played baseball together growing up because I was at that Triple Crown Academy.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, our paths would have had to cross growing up and then played baseball, but then it came down when I got to high school to playing golf.
We used to play in that tournament out there at the Plainfield, the old Plainfield Little League where now the Meyer is.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember the Morgantown tournaments all those? Yeah, so I'm sure you were on the great Brownsburg teams.
Yeah, we were the 1996 state runner-up. We were really the first team that got that ball rolling.
Yeah.
We did very great. Mm-hmm. I now have the flags in my possession. I don't know if you guys saw this.
I didn't.
Brownsburg Little League is getting ready to probably go RIP because they're doing that big development there at St. Malachy.
What?
And the Little League Diamonds are going to go away. And
I used to love playing there.
You know me, guys. I am a thinker. I'm a forward. I'm a forward analyzer. I think the other day in a private chat, you told me a decision that I made was very forward thinking relating to previous relationships, and it was very CEO-esque of me.
It was.
And
give the washers back.
So you guys know that I think ahead, and I thought they're going to demolish this Little League, and all those flags are literally in a boardroom, and they're like in a back room somewhere now. They used to hang up, and now there's
forgotten
so many
piece
of them.
History.
Right. So I contacted somebody and I said, "Look, I know these are going to get destroyed, and so it's going to end up in a pile of rubble." I said, "So I'd like to save these flags." So they gave me the flags, the state runner-up flags. So I have them. I'm cleaning them. I'm making them very nice. And
that's
when
awesome.
When there's a new Little League facility built, I shall return them.
Rob Kendall. Man of the community.
I've given so much back.
He's a preservationist.
And I hope they move it somewhere. Like in Plainfield, they moved them right outside the boys' school, so which I think is kind of like torture. Like
right.
If you're in the boys' school, you're just watching kids your age play out on the field going, Yeah, I mean, you really sit and think about your mistakes as a 12-year-old in the boys' school.
So, yeah. So, anyway, Brownsburg, the third, percentage-wise, third fastest-growing municipality in Indiana, and it just proves me right. I mean, that the tax cuts worked. I remember when I was out campaigning, people told me not only will you not cut taxes, nobody cares. I said, you're wrong. I will win. I won by so much. Very, very rarely, but occasionally, you guys will get very serious about things, and obviously, there's very serious things going on in the world. And first of all, I would be curious, because Greg, you love the Trumpster.
I love Donald. He is awesome.
And Spangle, you do not like Trump.
I have never.
You're warming up out of fear of having to go back, though, right?
Not fear. I just, unlike the Democrats, my guy lost.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump has not yet taken the office of presidency.
You're giving him a chance.
Presidency. So I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, Donald Trump's blah, blah, blah. And
you just did that during the race when you were trying to topple the Republic and you made up false things about Donald
Trump. They weren't false, Rob. Do you have any idea how politics works? Have you ever been involved in politics?
That accused Donald Trump of something false, have they not been like disproven now for the most part? All those people that accused him, Greg?
Right.
Yeah.
Because Greg? The sexual allegations that happened during the campaign were disproven by a...
Greg,
pedophile
can you
in Britain. Yes,
can
that's
you
incredible.
Help me out here?
It wasn't Jimmy Savile.
It was some kid. Never mind. We're not on our show.
Acting like the open source is Jimmy Savile.
But you guys don't believe. My point is, you don't believe that Trump's in cahoots with the Russians, right?
No, not at all. Because there's absolutely zero. This is just all part of the Trump derangement syndrome, as coined by Reason of Reason.com, their podcast. Like, the left is disgraceful. What terrified me most during the campaign, I've seen a lot over my 10 to 12 years in politics, but when Donald Trump said that he wouldn't accept the results of the election, that was a terrifying moment for me, because that shakes the foundations of our republic. It goes beyond politics into delegitimizing the president of the United States. And he won, and Hillary Clinton, who called that statement horrible, has been doing exactly that. And so... you have something that cannot be proven. John Podesta fell for a phishing expedition, so he thought it was a bad email and clicked a link, and somebody put some malware on his computer.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever fallen for the click here?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And, like,
and you're a computer guy,
within
right?
the last year, and
you're
I felt
an,
very stupid.
Hey.
Yeah.
You're an IT guy.
I accidentally clicked an Amazon thing, and I got so much spam. But
I literally don't look at email. Like, unless it's from someone I know, like, yeah. the exact
well, that was what I was thinking. I only get emails from, like, four or five people that I would actually get an email
look
from.
At.
So, John Podesta fell for a phishing expedition.
Fell for a phishing expedition. Can we meme this? This is going to be a meme in waiting.
And so...
he's besties with a Nigerian prince.
I was looking to get rich off of... so
he seems really legitimate.
There's literally... So, the CIA came out and said, well, this is typical of the Russians. It's also typical of nerds in their basement, the North Koreans, the Chinese. There's absolutely zero way to prove that John Podesta was hacked by the Russians. And frankly, if Donald Trump's tax returns, nobody seemed to have a problem when his tax returns were quote-unquote hacked and released to the New York Times on the left.
God Emperor was treated very, very poorly. By
as
the
Jacob, oh, yeah. As Jacob Sullum of Reason said, let's say that the Germans hacked into Donald Trump's tax returns and released those to... the media, the left wouldn't have had an issue with that.
There
so,
would have been articles on Salon and Slate praising them for doing their civic duty.
Right.
The bigger issue with this, though, is that nobody wants to talk about what was in those emails.
That's exactly right, because there's no defending what is in those emails. It's a complete expose. It exposes every crime of the Clinton corruption machine.
And especially, I mean, Craig Murray, the former British ambassador to Uzbekistan, said that he met the person that leaked it. So this wasn't a hack. This was a leak where it was someone with internal access that handed over all of the communications.
And there's a lot of people who believe that the young DNC staffer that was murdered over the summer,
Seth Rich,
was one of the people who leaked this information to WikiLeaks.
A lot of people ended up dead around the Clintons.
So there's zero proof that the Russians have said it. James Clapper came out and said he's the head of the NSA, and he said that they're to Congress that there's no. There's definitive evidence. The FBI says there's no definitive evidence. That 17 agencies have all backed this up is just a complete falsehood. Barack Obama won't confirm any of it.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of saying, because all hacking takes place on computers, and someone that used a computer in Russia by switching the language over, the fact that they used a computer means it was a Russian hacker.
Yeah, and so fake news is just a way to get independent voices silenced. And I have never listened to Alex Jones until recently because I wanted to see what he said.
Oh, boy.
I've listened to Glenn Beck forever. I've listened to these independent media sources. And I see what the mainstream media, the establishment media, does to these people where they completely edit them. And now it's just a tactic to marginalize these voices on the right, like the Daily Caller, Red State, The Blaze. They all have standards for publishing information. They don't do anything different than Think Progress, Raw Story, or the Huffington Post on the left. They're just conservative voices, and so therefore they must be silenced. And instead of dealing with why they're wrong and dealing with why the Clintons are corrupt and dealing with what's in these emails, they just tell you to turn your brain off and say it's all fake news, it's all Russian hacks.
You guys had a meme that came out, I don't know if it's accurate or not, but it said that Central Indiana Today is one of the least trusted media sources out there.
I did some slight fake newsing of that. I made us first, and then I put Rob Kendall as the least trusted media source.
And We Are Libertarians.
Pew Research Poll.
We Are Libertarians was the most trusted, so get your information from We Are Libertarians.
Not occasionally, quite often, actually. You guys will get picked up by legitimate media sources.
Our interview with Ron Paul was picked up by The Blaze, by Huffington Post, by Mediaite.
Now, I remember when you got that was a big deal. Were you nervous when you interviewed Uncle Ron?
It was in 2013, yeah. I mean, and we were fairly new, and he got the time wrong, and so it was an hour delay. It was a cluster. But, yeah, I mean, if you listen to We Are Libertarians, you knew about ISIS first. You've heard...
Remember no ISIS.
Right. If you've been listening since 2012, you've heard us discuss the evolution of ISIS. In 2013, you heard me say that Putin was a bad guy who was going to morph into... he was trying to build the evil empire. You know, what are some other things that we've said first that if you were listening to us?
Well, I mean, I got hit pretty hard by some of our co-hosts. For, you know, I was saying basically what's going on is the United States is in private telling everyone that they're going to help Assad. You know, ultimately that's the only decision that exists.
Right.
And that we can wage fake war all we want. We can talk about helping the good terrorists versus the bad terrorists. And at the end of the day, there's only one leader that's going to be capable of stability. And it was like, he gasses his own people. Like, you know what you don't understand is it creates a vacuum.
It's one of the issues with Assad, though, or not just Assad, but all these dictators, as Trump has said this, that these guys, what's going on in the world right now, not the dictators, but the turmoil, because let's face it, there's not a lot of turmoil under dictators. I mean, for the most part,
no.
There's order and stability as far as we are concerned. Trump has said this. We created this problem.
We did.
If you watch Vice News and their coverage of ISIS and what's going on in Syria and Iraq, I mean, the people on Vice and in Saudi Arabia and like information leaks out, and they're like, we prefer Assad because ISIS is worse. I mean, it's let's go back to the CIA. The CIA are the people who are destabilizing our country and delegitimizing the President of the United States, which it is hilarious to see the Central Intelligence Agency try to destabilize and delegitimize a right-wing U.S. election. But they have done that throughout the world. If you look at what happened in Benghazi, it was a CIA gun-running point where they were illegally shipping weapons from the Israelis, the Egyptians, Saudi Arabia, up to the Syrian rebels who became ISIS. It is the Central Intelligence Agency, since its foundation in the 40s, that has continually destabilized places like Chile, Iran, Iraq. They funded Osama bin Laden. They funded Saddam Hussein. The Central Intelligence Agency is an organization built to delegitimize and destabilize governments and to lie to the world. And so when the Central Intelligence Agency comes out and says the next president of the United States is not to be trusted, I don't necessarily trust their assessment because I don't find them to be a credible source of information.
They're fake news.
The Russian hacks, that's the point, is they're built to lie to the world, and sometimes that includes us. Look at WMDs. Their record of coming out and saying that they are 100% certain that these are Russian hacks, are the new WMDs,
yeah,
only for the left. It's they picked up, they dropped their signs, walked to the other side of the street, and the left has picked up the right.
It's a total role reversal because you now, like you just said, you're now helping someone else who 15 years ago said the CIA, and they were right, is wrong. They're making this up. They're doctoring information. Wanted nothing to do with it. Now they're the grand master of all that's good again for the other side.
Yeah, and the only thing, I mean, the one small difference about this all is the Electoral College and the popular vote. Like, such, there's such a large discrepancy between the two. Now, granted, that doesn't change the fact, because I was arguing about a friend of ours. She was complaining about the popular vote. I'm saying, well, that's like, you know, playing in the World Chess Championships and complaining that you had the highest checker score and the rules should be suspended.
Exactly.
You know, it's ridiculous. But they're really upset about that, and they find Trump to be not legitimate
you
because of losing.
You both are very smart guys in the few minutes we've got here, because tomorrow has to be the fun show, so we're wrapping up this is our serious mm-hmm. show today. You're very smart guys, and you interact with a lot of uneducated people as it relates to politics. Is it hard for you guys?
It's very hard. Greg's more gracious than I am. I call people idiots. Or
I love the poorly educated.
No, I know all the best words. It's tough because, like, the Electoral College is a great example. People look at it and they go, well, Donald Trump won the popular vote. Well, yeah, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. Yes, she won the popular vote of all the people that voted. But the Electoral College is designed to make sure that all of the people living in the United States that are American citizens are properly represented. And Donald Trump, if you look at the map of where the red and blue counties are, Donald Trump represents the majority of America in his ideology and the voters. And so the Electoral College did its job, and it elected the right person. And
should I not have been a part of the Indiana Electoral College? I mean, who's done more for Trump and Republicans?
You know that while they were counting the votes, the actual building got stormed by protesters.
Really? Where?
In Pennsylvania. And so they were trying to pressure electors and create, you know, a hostile environment, which is so satisfying because it is now the candidate with the most defected electors in the history of the United States is Hillary Clinton.
Well, absolutely.
And, well, he had Ethan Manning from Miami County who voted on the show the other day, and I was just thinking, why didn't I get to do this? No one was more for Trump than me.
Because the electors...
And I would have been a great ambassador. I would have been so great.
I don't know how...
Yes.
I would have engaged the protesters. It would have been wonderful.
They would have loved you.
You know what I would have done? And I said this seriously, and I would have meant it, too. I would have come out and said, you know, I think maybe I could be swayed. And just watch the national firestorm. And then, like the day before, I go, ah, I was just kidding. Thanks for the attention.
Yeah. I've been an elector before for the Libertarian Party. And the electors from every party, if you look at the Republican elector list from Indiana, it's all deep political insiders. It's people who have deep influence in every political party. And the Republican Party is a top-down party where it's more control from the top, where the Democrats are more of a coalition party. It's not surprising that no Republicans really defected and that more Democrats defected because they're more unruly as a party.
Would it not have been the greatest heel turn of all time if I had been an elector and then defected to Hillary Clinton? I mean, the Trump guy defects Hillary Clinton at the election.
That would have been an act of war.
Would Vince McMahon not have eaten that up and said, let's sign that guy?
This is a guy that we need. He's the kind of forward thinker the WWE needs. It's interesting, though, that Linda McMahon gets picked.
I'm very excited.
And she's going to be a wonderful small business administration.
Yeah, head. She grew a small business into a mega multi-corporation.
And, I mean, the backlash to her was incredible.
Yeah.
I mean... It has been nothing but outright just crucifixion of most of his picks, and it's totally unjustified.
All right, so that is going to wrap it up for today's show. Chris and Greg are going to be back with us tomorrow night. Now, I'm going to do this, and station management may make me cut it out, but I don't think so because they like me. They like what I do. You can hear me twice tomorrow. Tomorrow, Friday night.
Boy.
You can hear me twice. You can hear me at 6 on WIBC. And then you can hear me at 7 with you guys. So it's like when Rick Rude showed up on Monday Night Raw and Nitro on the same night.
Those were the days.
Yep.
So anyway, if you're listening on air, we want to thank you for joining us today. Don't forget, you can check out a podcast of anything you've heard right here today. Anytime you want. We're on SoundCloud and iTunes. Just search Central Indiana Today. Download the show right to your smartphone or tablet. If you're listening on the podcast, you're going to listen on the podcast, stick around. We've got a second part of our podcast coming up in just a moment with former MC for the Indianapolis Indians, the wonderful Shay Smock. She's great. Very entertaining. Maybe not as entertaining as you guys, but close.
Not nearly as good looking either.
That's true. So thank you for joining us today. Until next time, I'm Rob Kendall saying have yourself a great evening.
You've been listening to the Kevin Kersey Agency presents Central Indiana Today on 98.9 WYRZ. Made possible by the Kevin Kersey Agency, 701 North Green Street in Brownsburg. An archive of today's program can be heard at our website, WYRZ.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Kevin Kersey Agency presents Central Indiana Today with your host, Rob Kendall.
A podcast of Central Indiana Today is now available on SoundCloud or iTunes. Made possible by Figment 2 McDonald's. Figment 2 McDonald's has locations in Avon, Brownsburg, Danville, Speedway, and 10th Street, next to Ben Davis High School. Figment 2 McDonald's is a proud supporter of WYRZ 98.9 and community radio.
Hello, this is Kevin Kersey. Since 1968, our family has been helping customers with their insurance needs. We provide insurance coverage for life, home, auto, and recreational vehicles. We are located at 701 North Green Street in Brownsburg, and our phone number is 317-286-3481. The Kevin Kersey Agency can also be found on Facebook at The Kevin Kersey Agency or at our website, www.farmersagent.com/K Kersey. The Kevin Kersey Agency is a member of the Farmers Insurance Group.
The UPS store Brownsburg is located at 124 East Northfield Drive in Brownsburg. Their phone number is 858-1422. The UPS store Brownsburg can handle your printing needs, including color, large format, and business cards. They also do blueprints, mailers, and invitations. Thanks to owner Tom Reese and all the folks at the UPS store Brownsburg for supporting community radio in Hendricks County.
This is Donald James of Impact Youth Mentoring. Impact Youth is a not-for-profit mentoring organization providing mentoring services to the children of Hendricks County. We pair mentors ages 16 and older with youth in Hendricks County. Over the past 5 years, we have been able to impact over 120 children through our mentoring and tutoring programs. Information about becoming a mentor or finding a mentor for a child can be found at impactyouthmentoring.org or via email at impactyouth1010@gmail.com.
Indiana Family Dentistry is located at 505 North Green Street in Brownsburg. Dr. Will Hine practices general and cosmetic dentistry with services ranging from veneers and whitening to implants and complete smile restorations. Indiana Family Dentistry's phone number is 852-5999 and website is infamilydentistry.com. Indiana Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of Hendricks County and Community Radio.